This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Egypt's state TV says the country's ousted President Mohamed Morsi has collapsed during a court session and died. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Egypt state television says the 67-year-old Morsi was attending a session in his trial on espionage charges when he blacked out and then died. His body was taken to a hospital. Morsi, who hailed from Egypt's largest Islamist group, the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, was elected president in 2012 in the country's first free elections following the ouster the year before of longtime leader Hosni Mubarak. The military ousted Morsi in 2013 after massive protests and crushed the Brotherhood in a major crackdown, arresting Morsi and many others of the group's leaders. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong joined those calling for the resignation of Carrie Lam, the city's pro-Beijing leader, saying after his release from prison on Monday, he will soon join massive protests against an extradition law. VOA's Bill Gallo reports that the demonstrations continued on Monday.
Protesters have occupied some central locations near government complexes here in Hong Kong. They haven't been as aggressive as in past protests. They've actually ceded some of the streets to police, and traffic is flowing smoothly. But there seems to be sort of a wait-and-see attitude, because the government has, on the one hand, made a major concession in that it has paused this extradition bill. But it's really not clear what else it's going to do. The protesters have shifted their demands, calling for Carrie Lam to step down. They also want an apology and accountability for some of this police violence that you saw. But it's not clear what other steps the government is going to take or what other steps the protesters are going to take at this point.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo reporting from Hong Kong. This is VOA News. Iran has announced that it will break the uranium stockpile limit set by Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers in the next 10 days.